Okay, I didn't know that was a start button, but yes, we're starting. Podcast title is just, Are We All Going to Die? Corona Edition. fuck, everyone knows what it is today. What was it, 31st of March? It's a Tuesday, it's at 1:15 in the morning. Surprise, surprise, I'm not sleeping, fuck that. Alright, wait, can I even cuss on a podcast? Fuck it. I already started. But, it seems that the world is going down the, shitter. I think America is the number one leading cause, and not cause, it's the number one leading in cases of corona. And I still don't know what a corona tastes like. That makes sense. I love America. We always have to be number one at everything, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, where I live, it's not probably gonna be a problem at fuck at all. Like, no one gives a fuck. Like, we literally do not give a fuck. If we get corona, we get corona, and we fucking die. We do not fucking care. Or at least that's my opinion of how I'm seeing things. I don't know, some people are like, fucking, quarantine, I need fucking 30 rolls of goddamn toilet paper ASAP. They'll fucking punch a little. That's the Karens just be like, I need my toilet paper! And they'll go to the fucking supermarket and they see little Timmy standing there next to the toilet paper. And then, or little Timmy's like, wow, look at all this toilet paper. I can make such a cool fort with it. And then Karen rolls up, move, bitch! If you couldn't tell, there was a slap noise, but here it is. There it goes. And there's your slap noise. But, I mean, people are losing their fucking mind. Holy shit, dude. I think, like, some kids died, like, dead ass. Like, they got fucking trampled. They got just trampled, dude. I don't know. If you live in a bigger city, I would just recommend getting the normal amount of toilet paper and just chilling in your house for a couple weeks. That's my opinion. But rural towns depends. If you're under, I would say, 2,000, I feel like you're fine. I don't really feel like anything bad's gonna happen as long as people aren't retarded. Just like, hey, come here, buddy. They're just coughing their fucking mouth like a fucking idiot. But, I mean, where I live, there's no cases of corona yet. Just everybody has the flu, and every time you hear someone cough, it just hear snapping necks, and you're just like, is that corona? And they're like, nah, bruh, it's like allergies, bruh. And they're like, or is that the coca? Or some stupid shit. I don't fucking know. People are just fucking stupid. People have been stupid for a long ass fucking time. They get like any sort of like end of the world situation and they're fucking losing it, bro. They are fucking at the grocery store. Hoarding. Like, the TV show Hoarders shouldn't go to people's houses. It should be at the grocery store during a pandemic. Because they're gonna see motherfuckers roll out of there with, like, fucking three carts of just fucking toilet paper. It's like, what are you gonna do with all that toilet paper? And they better be making a sick-ass toilet paper for it, or I would be a little bit pissed. Just watch all those people that bought, like, toilet paper, like, in the fucking hundreds, just, like, sell that shit and they just become fucking millionaires. Like, I'd be pissed. I'm like, damn, I wish I was that fucking smart to grab the toilet paper. But like, now I grab a Pepsi and a bag of Cheez-Its and I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, I don't think corona is gonna kill you if you're like, I'd say anywhere from like a teenager into your late 50s, maybe 50-year-olds might take it and die, I don't know, but I feel if you have a good enough immune system, and you catch the early warning signs, quarantine yourself, sit in your fucking room, beat your meat, and just watch YouTube, you're gonna survive. As we all know, beating your meat is like the number one cure to corona. I think this is the number one cure to life, honestly. Just beat, you sad, beat your meat, you dead, beat your meat, you anything, just beat your meat. I don't know. Dude, probably no one's. Oh, I missed fucking 420 on my goddamn podcast. God damn it. But it is what it is. I mean, I don't really know. People have this mass hysteria feeling that the end of the world is coming. I don't know. I feel like the end of the world's coming, but, like, I'm not, like, shitting myself and going to the store, you know what I mean? Like, I was shitting on a toilet, like, I don't know. That never happened. We never talked about that. I don't know why I brought that up, but people, I mean, I know it's bad in, like, New York, for instance. I know right now they just had some fucking big-ass boat pull up, and they're like, yo, we taking everybody who doesn't have corona, and I'm like, you know, good for them helping. The governor was like, if you can send anybody, if your community does not have the virus, please send help. And I'm like, thank God I don't have a fucking PhD in fucking retard. I'd never go to fucking New York to help them guys, dude. They're fucked. They're fucked. They're done. Bro, like, watch the corona just, like, fucking mutate and it just instantly kills every fucking host. Holy shit. That'd be funny. That'd just be instant karma for those, like, oh, I'm not gonna get it and die. It's just so fucking, like, I feel like that would be exactly what happened. Just like, fuck you! And the guy in fucking Area 51 behind his computer fucking puts a. It's been a minute since I played fucking. Fuck, what is that game called? Plague Incorporated. And they put the, it kills people very quickly fucking perk on or whatever. People just start fucking dropping, dude. I don't know. Fuck. Like, I don't think there's anybody. The fucking whore is Snapchatting me like fucking 30 hours after I fucking Snapchatted you. It's 1:21 in the morning. If you're hearing this at 1:20 in the morning, March 31st. Fuck you. No, I'm fucking with you. But dude, I feel. I don't know. For me personally, being my age, being where I live, I don't feel like it's going to affect me that much. It's already starting to affect some of the businesses around my where I live. Some businesses are closing down. They have different schedules. People are acting like they're gonna fucking die tomorrow. But I feel like we can just continue on living the way we do until we get corona. And I, fuck, dude. I just remember I just read this fucking article, dude. Someone from South Dakota's dumbass just fucking walked up into my goddamn town. And they had corona. God damn it. I'm gonna die now. God, where's the hand sanitizer? Oh my god. I really hope that. I remember reading an article. Some dude walked into our fucking grocery stores, had corona, just everywhere. No, I don't think he was throwing up. He probably didn't. I hope he didn't. I really hope he didn't. But fuck, I don't know. I feel like there ain't much else to talk about, really. Schools closed down. Jobs are starting to be like, fuck it, work from home. I mean, everybody knows this shit, though. It's pretty basic knowledge, honestly, but I feel like I'm definitely gonna need to, like, get, like, quarantine supplies, because I have fucking none. I have a Pepsi from, like, 2 days ago. I'm still drinking on that. I'm still sipping on that bitch like it's lean, bro. I don't need too much of it. I'm definitely probably gonna need to get more notebook. Maybe not. I don't know. Shit. I don't know, man. Oh, what games came out? Oh, we have Doom Eternal dropped the 20th. So did Animal Crossing. What other fucking games dropped? I don't think any other games dropped that were really that big, or at least that are to my knowledge. I love Doom Eternal. Doom Eternal looks sick as a dick, bro. It looks sick as shit. Animal Crossing. Oh hell yeah! If I ever get a Switch. Definitely getting Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing looks like you can literally calm a fucking soul down, dude. Like, let's say you just had the shittiest day of your fucking life. Your fucking girlfriend said, fuck you, yeeted your ass out of the street, fucking threw your Switch. Not with you. Switch is fine, though. Don't worry about the Switch. You get fucking hit by a car. Your fucking mom died. Grams fucking had a heart attack and died too. Saw your fucking dead mom on the fucking floor. Just and fucking drop like the fucking old 20-pound piece of shit she is. And I'm trying to think of other shitty scenarios. You didn't win the lottery for the 130th time. You have no friends. Yeah, so. Your soul's pretty fucking pretty. It's in chaos, but you just load up some Animal Crossing, bam, you're a fucking new human being. go fishing or some shit. I don't know. Where you play Doom Eternal, you'll fucking kill your entire fucking bloodline, bro. You just fucking rip and tear until they're all fucking dead. I don't know. Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing are very, very different. They're like bipolar opposites. I don't fucking know how the word goes, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Any news? Holy fuck. There ain't much that happens, like, especially in my life. Like, if I made a podcast based on my life, I would literally have no fucking episodes except for, like, Origin. And then nothing. Because, like, there's nothing after Origins. Any movies coming out? I don't think so. I know Marvel's kind of dropped off the fucking end after Endgame. Oh, shit, Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, or some shit like that. It got fucking released in Germany today, or yesterday. Excuse me. But, yeah, they fucking released everything. Like, campaign, trailer, there's some weird bald dude with some fucked up hair I saw. 11-11, hey. That was pretty cool. I haven't played much of Warzone Modern Warfare, and I really, really do. I love watching people play, because that looks sick. I feel like they did a really good job all around. A lot of people bitch about it just because they can't understand that it's more of a very tactical type of game mode. This ain't just you fucking run around the corner with your fucking 720 and you blow someone's fucking head off. It ain't that. It's definitely... It might be that just a little bit, but there's more than just that. You gotta take that shit way more slower, and some people just can't handle it. And I'm like, which is really surprising because a lot of people play Rainbow Six Siege. This is the slowest, most stressful fucking game I could play. Like, if I play like, let's say like 6 rounds of that fucking Rainbow Six Siege, and that versus like 6 rounds of fucking Fortnite. I feel like I would be more likely to break the fucking controller playing Rainbow Six Siege because it's just so fucking easy to just be a piece of shit on that game. Like, you literally have to try so fucking hard to be good at that game. And, like, I'm not saying shit to the people that are good at that game, because they are good at that game for a fucking reason. They can handle the fucking stress and the pressure that fuck the situations they're in. They can fucking wreck some kids. Me, on the other hand, if I get into a fucking 1v, like, 3 situation, I'm shooting myself in the fucking corner as in the fucking corner with my goddamn turret, and I see two of them, and I'm like, let's shoot at them, and the one guy just comes fucking behind, puts a goddamn C4 on the wall, and blows my ass to smithereens. But versus Fortnite over there, nowadays, it's just complete doo-doo. Like, I can't even describe how much Fortnite just went down the fucking hill, bro. It's bad. It's done. It's toasted. I don't play it. I really don't want to talk about it. I feel it's so fucking beat. It is so fucking beat to just shit on Fortnite. Just know Fortnite's trash. Don't play it. I'm done with it. But, yeah, man. I don't really know if there's much else to talk about, but this is only a 13-minute podcast, and I listen to the fucking Misfits. And I wish I could be like them. They sound sick as shit. They're like, they're recording for like an hour and a fucking half of just cool shit they do. And you know what I do? I do fuck all. I really do just do fuck all. I write some shitty lyrics and sleep. Watch YouTube. I also watch YouTube. That's about it. Fuck. Yeah, for now, I feel like I'm only going to have, like, 15 to 20-minute podcasts because I just don't have that much shit going on in my life. But talking about world events does really fill up the time of trying to be a good podcasting person. Plugging my YouTube, Roaring Panther. R-O-U-R-E-I-R. Fuck. You know what? Just Roaring Panther. And the last E is a 3, and the last R is a capital as well. Yeah. I really don't know much else to say. Go follow my Instagram at Cole K. Kennedy, ColeKennedy, no spaces. You know, there's probably gonna be fucking 3 people that listen to this, but like, good for you, man. I hope you have a fucking wonderful morning, midday, evening, late evening, midnight, early morning day. Whatever time it is. I hope you have a good 31st to the rest. I don't give a fuck. I'm out. Peace.